We're about to kick off the 2007 National Ethanol Conference, and with me to give us a little overview of what we're going to expect over the next couple days here in Tucson, Arizona, is Bob Dineen, the President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. So, Bob, let's just do that. Give us just a quick little rundown of the type of program you've got that we're going to be doing here this week.
Well, the ethanol industry is growing rapidly, as you well know. It's reflected just in the attendance at this conference. We've got more than 2,000 people here. Virtually everybody that's in the ethanol industry, as well as many of our customers. This is a marketing conference, and so there'll be a fair amount of ethanol sold over the next day and a half, 2 days. Around that, we try to build a program, and this year's program I think is going to provide a great deal of insight about where things are going. We've got Andy Karsner, the Assistant Secretary for Energy. We've got EPA Administrator Johnson is going to be talking about the administration's views about renewable fuels and about the status of the renewable fuel standard and that regulatory initiative. We've got panels on cellulosic ethanol and where that might be. We've got panel discussions on other aspects of ethanol marketing. I think it's going to be a great day and a half. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, with the people that are here, I know this is very much a business-oriented, like you said, marketing conference. Describe the type of people who come to this event.
Well, these are salespeople, people that are selling ethanol, people that are buying ethanol. A lot of people in logistics as well. I mean, one of the important things about our fuel is we grow from coast to coast and border to border. You've got to be able to get it there. And so there are lots of people here that are in various aspects of the transportation business. We got auto companies here. We've got public policy makers here. I mean, it's a pretty broad cross-section of folks interested in growing this industry.
Besides the speakers, some of whom you mentioned, are there other types of educational seminars? What are some of the other various elements that make up the program?
Well, we've got a general session that begins tomorrow morning, goes about halfway through the day, and then we'll break out into breakout sessions into more specific issue areas that we'll be discussing. And then Wednesday morning is, again, a general session. Wednesday is pretty much cellulose day. We begin the day with a morning session on where some of the technology is. We end the day on what the future for cellulose might be and sort of when we're going to see it, when's it going to be commercialized, how much, how fast, what's it going to take. So, I mean, I think it does reflect where the industry is going. We are a great industry today, the foundation of which is corn. But if we're going to grow beyond the 15, 16 billion gallons that we currently see as our future, we have to do that with other technologies, new feedstocks, and that means cellulose. So you see a great deal more emphasis this year on some of that future technology than perhaps in years past.
Anything else about the conference that you think people might be interested to know?
Well, just to give you a sense of scale, I mean, this is a marketing conference. In years past, as much as 70% of the ethanol sold in the summer months is sold at this conference. And so you'll see people, having their meetings, and it's just a lot of sales going on. It's a great networking opportunity.
Well, we're really looking forward to spending the time here with you, and we'll probably touch back in as time goes through and maybe at the end to see how it all went.
That'd be great.
That's Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.